You're welcome back to the News at One, and we're going to get more now on Conor McGregor's appeal against the verdict of a High Court jury that he raped Nikita Hand. Ms Hand sued McGregor, alleging she was raped in a Dublin hotel back in 2018. A jury found in her favour and awarded her almost €250,000 in damages. Now, when the hearing began this morning, lawyers for the MMA fighter withdrew their application to introduce new evidence. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in the Court of Appeal. Orla, the court had previously heard that Conor McGregor wanted to introduce new evidence, but this morning there was an about turn. What happened?
Yes, this was evidence from two former neighbours of Nikita Hand. Now, after she won her case, they swore affidavits for Conor McGregor, claiming that they had seen Nikita Hand be assaulted by her then boyfriend in the bedroom of her home on the night of December the 9th, 2018, after she had come home from being out with Conor McGregor. This was Samantha O'Reilly and her partner Stephen Cummins, who lived opposite Nikita Hand at the time. Now, this was important and significant because the bruising on Nikita Hand body formed a significant part of her evidence in her civil case against Conor McGregor, the bruising that was seen the following morning on December the 10th, 2018. Now, Nikita Hand denied that her former boyfriend had ever assaulted her, and she said she didn't want to speculate about why she said Samantha and Stephen were making up lies. Now, this morning, lawyers for Conor McGregor, as you say, said they wanted to withdraw the application to introduce this evidence into the appeal. And Mark Mulholland, who's the King's Counsel based in the North, who is acting for Conor McGregor, said he was withdrawing the evidence partly on the basis that they had wanted to bring in other evidence supporting the allegations made by Samantha O'Reilly, but that they didn't feel there was any legal authority to do so. They had wanted to call evidence from the former state pathologist for Northern Ireland, Dr. Jack Crane. And Mr. Mulholland said that they had looked at the case holistically and they were now of the view that there was no corroboration of Ms. O'Reilly's evidence and it wasn't a sustainable ground of appeal. Now, lawyers for Nikita Hand said it was not appropriate to dress up the withdrawal of the application in that way. And senior counsel John Gordon had very strong words. He said his client had been put through the ringer yet again, that Nikita Hand had said this evidence, this new evidence, was all lies, and that had now been conceded. And he said he should now be allowed to cross-examine Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins and their solicitor Michael Staines, and he should be allowed to refer the matter for perjury to the Director of Public Prosecutions. And he also said Conor McGregor should be referred for subornation of perjury, which means inducing people to commit perjury. He said that an affidavit had been sworn calling Nikita Hand a liar and her then partner. And he said the lawyers for Mr. McGregor had now waltzed in trying to walk away from this in one sentence and the court shouldn't allow it. Now, the court did allow the withdrawal of the application to bring in fresh evidence. Ms. Justice Isabel Kennedy said there wasn't any point in forcing Mr. McGregor to bring forward a motion he had no interest in proceeding with. But John Gordon said Nikita Hand was owed an apology for what had been done to her. He said an apology would be a start. And Mark Mulholland said this would be done through Mr. McGregor's solicitor if it was appropriate.
Right, so the appeal goes ahead without this evidence. On what grounds will Conor McGregor be appealing?
Yes, there are a number of other grounds of appeal and Senior Counsel Remy Farrell outlined them to the court. The first relates to the question asked of the jury on the issue paper, did Conor McGregor assault Nikita Hand? It wasn't specified whether this was an assault or a sexual assault, and this is one of the grounds of appeal that Mr. McGregor is putting forward. The second main ground of appeal, the one the court has been dealing with for most of the morning, is answers Conor McGregor gave when he was interviewed by Gardaí. The trial heard that he said no comment to Gardaí around 100 times, and his lawyers are challenging the trial judge's decision to allow this evidence to be heard by the jury, and they're also challenging what the judge said to the jury about it. Remy Farrell said it was manifestly prejudicial evidence. It should not have been introduced, and a ruling by the judge that it was admissible was wrong. He said that Conor McGregor had a right to silence and guard the interviews and a right not to incriminate himself, and that Nikita Hand's lawyers shouldn't have been able to cross-examine on that and try to portray that he was making the case in court, that he had told the Gardaí everything, whereas actually he had said no comment to them around 100 times. And they say this should not have gone before the jury. Mr. Farrell also said he would be raising issues about the availability of expert reports and other points about the judge's charge to the jury. So we are expecting this to continue this afternoon and tomorrow, despite the dramatic events this morning.
Orla, thanks indeed. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.